Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Friday we bring you helpful information about a subject that's of interest to just about everyone, health. The following is an article from the online website, medicalnewstoday.com. The article was written by Corey Pelk. Walking, house chores, may help lower diabetes, heart disease death risk. Researchers estimate that about 90% of Americans have at least stage 1 of cardiovascular kidney metabolic, or CKM, syndrome, a recently defined condition that includes heart disease, kidney disease, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. CKM syndrome is a new framework, published in 2023, endorsed by major organizations like the American Heart Association. Joseph Sartini, BSE, a PhD candidate at biostatistics at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Maryland, told Medical News Today. Doctors will be using this new approach when they're managing heart disease risk in patients. Sartini is the lead author of a new study recently published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, which found that light physical activity, such as walking, may help lower a person's mortality risk for people with stages 2, 3, or 4 of the disease. Metabolic risk and exercise, a two-way relationship. Doctors diagnose a person with CKM syndrome by the presence of specific risk factors such as chronic inflammation, high blood sugar levels, high cholesterol levels, hypertension or high blood pressure, lowered kidney function, obesity or abdominal obesity. Based on the risk factors, a person may fall into one of four CKM stages. 1. Stage 1. Early signs of excess body fat or prediabetes. 2. Stage 2. Diabetes, hypertension, high triglycerides, moderate to high risk for chronic kidney disease. 3. Stage 3. Initial signs of heart disease along with stage 2 symptoms. 4. Stage 4. Diagnosed heart disease such as heart failure or stroke with or without kidney failure. For this study, researchers analyzed data from the 2003 to 2006 National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, NHANES, which includes health and physical activity information for about 7,200 adult participants. Sartini said that while there have been some studies on the potential health benefits of light physical activity, none have evaluated the long-term benefits for those with heart disease or at the risk of heart disease identified by using measures of CKM syndrome. This is important for a couple of reasons, he explained. People with more advanced CKM syndrome are at higher risk of negative outcomes, such as premature mortality. People with more advanced CKM syndrome also are more likely to face challenges with engaging in higher intensity physical activity, e.g., running, the researcher added, noting that light activity is highly accessible. It does not require a gym membership or special equipment. Light-intensity exercise helps lower CKM syndrome death risk. At the study's conclusion, researchers found that participating in light-intensity exercise was significantly correlated with a lower mortality risk for participants in CKM syndrome, stages 2, 3, and 4. Our research suggests that light physical activity is an overlooked tool that can help improve heart health for people with CKM syndrome, Sartini said. This is important because 90% of the population is affected by the syndrome. Scientists also found that increased light physical activity by only 1 hour a day was linked to a 14-20% lower death risk over 14 years, and that upping light activity time was associated with more benefits at higher CKM syndrome stages. People with more advanced CKM syndrome are more likely to face challenges meeting traditional physical activity recommendations, i.e., 150 minutes of moderate to rigorous activity a week, Sartini said. For many of these individuals, sustained high-intensity activity may not even be safe or possible. Light activity might be a useful, accessible alternative for high-risk populations. Michael Fang, Ph.D., MHS, Assistant Professor of Epidemiology at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Maryland and senior author of this study added, "Our findings suggest a potential substantial benefit of breaking up sedentary time with simple, accessible, lower-intensity activities like yoga, casual walking, stretching, and household chores. This may be especially useful for individuals with or at high risk for heart disease." Exercise don't have to be intense to have meaningful effects. M&T had the opportunity to speak with Kevin Shaw, MD, a board-certified cardiologist and program director of heart failure outreach at Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute at Long Beach Medical Center in Long Beach, California, about this study. Shaw, who was not involved in this research, commented that its findings validate what many clinicians see every day in practice. For patients with CKM syndrome, movement does not have to be intense to be meaningful. The finding that even light physical activity was associated with a substantially lower risk of death is both reassuring and empowering for patients who may not be able to meet traditional exercise recommendations, he told us. What stood out most was that the benefit appeared strongest in patients with more advanced CKM stages, where barriers to vigorous exercise are often greatest, Shaw continued. That has important implications for how we counsel patients with heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, or obesity. Rather than framing physical activity as an all-or-nothing goal, this study reinforces that incremental, achievable movement can still translate into meaningful long-term health benefits, he emphasized. M&T also spoke with Ian Del Conde, MD, a cardiologist with Miami Cardiac and Vascular Institute, part of Baptist Health South Florida, who agreed with this point of view, and commented that the level of activity seen to convey these benefits in the study is practical and attainable to many people in their daily lives. It is important for researchers to continue to examine how light physical activity translates into health benefits because, as a society, we have drifted towards an increasingly sedentary lifestyle, often coupled with poor diets, which in turn fuels a growing burden of cardiovascular and metabolic disease, Del Conde, who was likewise not involved in the study, said. We need to reverse this trend and return the society to something closer to our origins with more persistent activity, even if light, he added. Next step, more research into exercise and longevity. For the next steps in this research, Del Conde said he would like to see how light activity not only affects cardiovascular, kidney, and metabolic disease, but also mental health and duration of life and duration of health or health span. Shaw commented that he would like to see these observational findings translated into practical, patient-centered strategies. Future research should focus on interventional studies that test whether intentionally increasing light physical activity, such as structured walking programs or movement-based daily routines, can improve meaningful outcomes in patients with CKM syndrome, he explained. I'd love to see work that helps us better define what types and patterns of light activity are most beneficial and how benefits differ across age groups and disease stages, Shaw added. Ultimately, this line of research moves us toward a more inclusive model of prevention, he continued. We can begin to recognize that small, sustainable changes in daily movement may lead to meaningful gains in longevity, especially for patients living with advanced cardiometabolic disease. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Friday with more helpful information related to your health. I'm Roger Baker.